I'm thankful for the blood of Jesus Christ. It cleanses us from all our sin. Thankful for y'all being here tonight. Hope you had a good day and a blessed day. We did. I want to say tonight once again that I speak for my family as well. We are so thankful to you folks here at New Hope. And thankful for y'all having us in again. And thank you for just all the blessings that you are to us. And we really appreciate it. I can assure you, and I tell you, we do not take anything for granted. And we thank y'all for your hospitality. You've treated us much better than what we deserve. And I thank you for all your blessings. And I thank you for your love toward us. I really appreciate that. Many times, I guess we're our fourth time up here, and every time that we have left to go back home, my wife has made this comment. That is the most loving church I think we've ever been in. And I thank y'all for that, because that tells us the heart of this church. And I thank you very much for it and appreciate it. Thank you for welcoming my family, and thank you for letting them sing. Brother Gene, thank you for playing the guitar with them. I appreciate it. And that's the first time they ever sang with a guitar. And I told them, I said, y'all need to learn to sing with instruments, you know, not just a cappella all the time. So praise the Lord for it. Tonight, I'd like for you to turn your Bibles to Revelation. Revelation chapter 1 and Revelation chapter 22. Revelation chapter 1 and Revelation chapter 22. On introduction here, I'd just like to say that I believe, I said it a little bit this morning, I do believe that these are the last times, the last days that we are living in. I sincerely believe it. If I did not believe it, I would not say it. And this coming year of 2021, I don't know what holds, everything that's going to hold, but I know who's holding it and who holds it in his hand, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that we'll see a time of testing, a time of trials in this upcoming years, more so than what we've ever seen before. As you very well know, if you've been saved for any length of time, over the past 20 to 30 years, we've seen a great falling away from our churches. And that's undeniable. And now we see that there's some so-called mega churches out there, and a lot of those are not preaching the book. They don't even believe the book. And they've changed from the King James Bible, which is the authorized version. They offer the authorized Bible as God's word. And they went to other false versions where the words have been changed, verses have been added to, and verses have been taken away. I'm thankful to see when I walk into a church, just like you have. I picked one of these up this morning, hope you don't mind, back there, and so forth. And but it's good to see this pamphlet in your church. My wife and I can assure you that many churches that we go into preaching, you don't see that in their track rack. You don't see that. I think every church should have that believes the book, because this is very pointed. And it's very laid out very well to show you what many of the versions, how they removed. I mean, just right there when you open this first flyer, the NIV removes 63,625 words from our authorized version. That's a lot of words. And they're not just tampering with any book. They're tampering with God's book, God's words. And you know what we have today? We have no fear of God in the land. That's what we have. And any time that a group of people can sit down and say that they're scholars and so forth, and they can tamper with God's word, they think they can change it, they can take away from it, or they can add to it any way they think they can, then they have placed themselves in the place of God. That's what they've done. And so anyway, I'm glad to see this in your church. So I just wanted to point that out. I believe that we're at a time, we'll be in a time in the year 2021, a time of testing, the time of trials. I believe that the time of testing will be the love for Christ. Our love for Christ. What is constraining us today? What is it? It should be the love of Christ that constraineth us. You see, and so the love of Christ is going to be tested in your life and in my life. How much do you love Him? I believe another thing is we're going to be tested on will be our faith in Christ. Our faith in Christ. How much are we going to follow Him? How much are we going to surrender ourselves? Will we surrender more and more of ourselves to Him in the year 2021 that's coming up? Or will we kind of backpedal and say, well, I want to use my time for myself, you see. And then another thing I think we'll be tested upon is our walk with Christ. How close do we want to walk with Him? You see, we can get as near to God as what we want to be. You see, He wants to be very near. He wants us to walk side by side with Him daily, my friend. But do you, do I? You see, so we're going to be tested on our walk with Christ. We're going to be tested on our service for Christ. Well, what do I mean by that? What are you going to do for the Lord in this upcoming year of 2021? You should be able to set some goals of what you would try to do, you know. And one of the main things is try to read your Bible through in the year 2021. That's a service unto God, you see. It helps you along the way. But He wants you to read it, you see, and draw closer to Him. It'll help, when you do that, it'll help your walk with Him, your faith for Him, and your love, you see, how all those things interact. And so, but not only that, but is there something you can do for your church here, you see? How much do you want to get involved with it, and so forth? And being there in church, and being there for each other, you see. And we're to lift up one another. We're there. We need to be there to build up the body of Christ and encourage the body of Christ. We're going to see discouraging times come. And therefore, we need to encourage one another, you see, along the way. And number five, I believe a time of testing and trials will be our witnessing for Christ. Our witnessing for Christ. Yes, it gets harder, it seems like, to get people to just stop for just a few minutes and let us talk about your salvation. You see, nobody wants to hear about it, it seems, but there is some that wants to hear. And so our witnessing for Christ, you see, we must make ourselves to continue to do that and prod ourselves, you see, to do it. And might I say this, going now into our lesson tonight, that there's many Bible prophecies that have already been fulfilled in our Bible. And then there's prophecies that have not been fulfilled as of yet, but they will be fulfilled. If God has said it, it will be accomplished. That's a guarantee. I don't care how many words they try to take out of it. I don't care how many words that the Bible scholars try to change in it. God's will and God's prophecies, what He has said, will come true. And no wonder the Bible stands apart from all the books, religious or otherwise. No wonder that the Bible is attacked so harshly and everything by these so-called Bible scholars and so forth. This book here that we have is a supernatural. It's supernatural in origin and nature. It's the living Word of God from the living God who sees the end from the beginning, you see, and from whom nothing is hidden from Him, you see. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 8 said, Jesus said, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. That's Him. And this book, I call it it's a hymn book because it's all about Him, you see. And so I appreciate God's word. But sometimes, when everything seems to be going all right, sometimes we tend to forget God. We tend to just kind of just put Him to the back burner. Or we may act, we may not say it, but in our actions, we do it a lot of times. Someone has said, I sleep the most soundly at night. I want to tell you, spiritually speaking, the time we live in has become a very spiritual, dark time. I will use this word tonight, time, very often. In John chapter 3 and verse 19, the Bible says, "This is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil." A lot of Christians today have become spiritually asleep. Time is slipping quickly, might I add, slipping away from us. We are living in strange and desperate times. So what time is it, I ask you? God's word has a lot to say about what time it is. In Revelation chapter 1, verse 3, the Bible says, "Blessed is he that readeth, they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein." And here's what God says, "For the time is at hand." That's the day we're living in. We're living in, "For the time is at hand." And if you'll turn over to Revelation chapter 22 and look with me there, please, in verse 10. "And he saith unto me, See thou, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book." For notice what it says there. "For the time is at hand." He says it in chapter 1, and he says it at the end of the book. Chapter 22. Isn't that amazing that God would do that in these two verses? The ending and the first of it. In Daniel, in comparison to that, Daniel actually chapter 12 and verse 4, Daniel chapter 12 and verse 4, the Bible says, "But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased." Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, once again, we're so thankful, dear God, for all that you have done for us. But most of all, dear God, we're thankful for your great salvation. Father, we thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. And Father, we thank you for giving us a book of your words that you have spoken, that is written for us, to help us, to teach us, to show us, to lead us, to guide us, and Lord, to be always a help to us. Father, help us to believe your words, and dear God, we thank you for all that you do. Speak to each and every one of our hearts tonight. For we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, notice in Daniel chapter 12, verse 4, Daniel was told by the angel of the Lord to seal up the book of prophecy. But now in Revelation chapter 22 and verse 10, when God has given the revelation to the apostle John there, the angel of the Lord tells John, "Seal not the sayings of this prophecy of this book. For the time is at hand." So God says, open it up. Let it not be a secret. Let it be known unto the people of God, you see, what time it is, you see. Well, what time is at hand, the Bible says. Well, I think number one, it's time for us to wake up spiritually speaking, for all born-again Christians. If you'll turn over to Romans chapter 13, Romans chapter 13, read with me in verse 11 down to 14, we see what God says about time. And he says, "And that having, knowing the time." Now, do we know the time? I do believe we do. I mean, really, if we watch any newscast or anything besides that liberal CNN and junk like that, but if we look at the real stuff that's going on out there across our land and across the world, and we see how things are coming about according to the Bible, and nothing should really shock us. Be honest with you, if we're reading this book, nothing should really shock us. And Anyway, if we're reading a book and we're learning from the book, we should know what time it is. We should know that these end times are here. And it says, and that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. It's closer to the Lord coming back. It's nearer for us to be taken out of this world, you see, and taken to our heavenly home. The night is far spent, the Bible said. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly, as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. So it's high time, excuse me, to awake out of sleep. Now the Bible has something else to say about this. In Ephesians chapter 5, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 14. The Bible says, wherefore he saith, awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly. What's that word circumspectly mean? It means to be alert, to be walking around, and not just to walking around and looking, you see, and be alert about what's going on, you see. My daddy used to always tell me when I was growing up as a boy, and I had this habit. I was wanting to walk around, and I had my head kind of down or something like that. And my daddy says, look up, boy, and be looking around. He says, you got to be like a turkey, a wild turkey. He said, you always got to be looking around. He said, so nothing will slip up on you, you see. And that's what I tell my kids, be like a turkey. You know. So anyway, circumspectly, that's what it means. Be like a turkey. Be alert, you see. Be watching. Be waiting for anything, you see. And don't go to sleep on the job. So see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. And here's the reason why we need to walk circumspectly. Right here it is. Redeeming the time. Because the days are evil. Because the days are evil. And wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Well, that's the time right there. We're to redeem the time so we can know what the will of the Lord is. Here, redeeming means to convert into something of value. Is your time, do you use it of value? Do you use it wisely, just like the Bible says here to do? Do you use your time that the Lord gives you wisely, you see? And that's what we should be doing. We should be doing what His will is, and therefore you'll be using it wisely. That redeeming the time here means to make it worthwhile. I don't know about you, but I want to make every day that the Lord gives me, the rest of my life on this earth, be it, it may be just a few more hours that I have to spend here on this earth. It may be a year. Or it may be 10 years. I don't know when the Lord is coming, or I don't know when death may come knocking at my door. But I do know this, that my goal is I want to redeem the time. I want to make the time that God gives me here on this earth of some value, you see. I want to make it worthwhile in serving Him and not my flesh, you see. So, in Hosea chapter 10, verse 12, the Bible says, sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground. For it is time to seek the Lord till He come and rain righteousness upon you. See, He's telling us, that's a commandment for us to go forth, you see, and to do something for Him, you see, and not be just idly setting by. And might I say this? Idle time is a devil's workshop. Idle time is a devil's workshop. And let me tell you, the devil will use it to his advantage if we let him. So, any of us, I mean, excuse me, I was raised on a farm in North Carolina, so I know a little bit about farming. I hadn't forgot it all, but I do know you want to plow deep. to get that good soil. And that's what God is saying here. Brandon says, break up your fallow ground, you see. It says, do everything you can for the Lord. Set your mind to redeem the time. Make it worthwhile, you see. Make it of value. And then, of course, it's important to wake up. It's time to wake up because life is but a vapor, folks. It's just a vapor. James chapter 4, verse 13 and 14. The Bible says, go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Well, that's, you know, that's a lot of times that's what people's goals is for this upcoming year, 2021. How much more money can I make? And so forth. I've been in that rat race. I know all about it, you know. And but the Bible wants us to know that there's something of more value than that to be looking at. We should be setting our goals and our mindset upon something else. Because it says in verse 14, whereas ye know not what shall be on tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Folks, we're only here for a short little while on this earth. Even if we live to be 7, 80, or 90 years old, that's really just a short time according to God. How wisely will we use that time? How wisely will we use that time for God? Will we use that time that God has given us here on this earth just to please our own selves? Just to be living here in this flesh and doing what it wants and what it desires? To fulfill the lust thereof that it's talking about in Romans chapter 13? Or will we say, I want to make it everything, my minute, my hours, my days, my years that the Lord has given me here on this earth, I want to make it worthwhile for God, you see. Do you know you set the example for your children and for your grandchildren? Did you know that? You can follow after the things of this world and go headlong trying to make more money and more money, but they're watching you. And when they get older, it's good to teach them a good work ethic. Brother Gene and I was talking about, and Brother Turner and I was talking about that before church. One of the things that's failing in America today is our young people has no work ethic. I try to teach my children like my daddy taught me, you work. And don't expect for me to buy you a brand new Mustang when you turn 16. It's not going to happen, you see. So many parents do that for children. And they don't care anything. They don't appreciate it. And so forth. I believe in working for what you're going to get, you see. Then you'll appreciate it. But my friend, what I'm saying here is we can teach our children a good work ethic. And that's good. And rightly so. But if they see that all we really want to accomplish is to have a big fat bank account, and we neglect the Lord's work, then what have we told them? No wonder when they grow up, they disappear and they don't come to church. Look what we've taught them. Our hearts are to break over that. The day and time we live in. Well, let me say this about time. Why is it so important? What time is it? Well, because death and judgment are appointed unto men. In Hebrews 9:27, the Bible says, and as it is appointed unto men, once to die, but after this, the judgment. A lot of times you mention that verse of scripture to people and they just cringe. Oh, no, that's not going to really happen. Yeah, yeah. It's appointed to every man to die. But then after this, the judgment. So what will you be doing with your time in between then, now and then? Let me give you some statistics that I found. Did you know that in this world, that two people die every second around the clock on average? This is averages that's been compiled. You can look it up for yourself. But every second, two people drop dead on the average. With that
ratio, that rate right there. That would mean in 60 seconds, 1 minute, 120 people die every minute on planet Earth. That would mean that 7,200 people die every hour on planet Earth. That would mean that 172,800 people die every 24 hours. And the word about COVID? We as born-again Christians, it's high time to awake out of sleep. And we need to redeem the time. At that rate, that means 63,072,000 people die every year in 365 days. Now my question is, we see that that's a lot of souls, my friend. Souls, I said, that will spend eternity somewhere. Either heaven or either hell. And with the rate of 63,072,000 people dying every year, how many of those do you suppose goes to hell? That's something to think about, isn't it? And how many of those did we witness to this week? How many of those did we witness to this year, in the year 2020? It's high time to awake out of sleep and redeem the time. And my question still goes on, what time is it? Well, it's the time that people will not endure sound doctrine. Turn with me in 2 Timothy. Like I said, nothing should surprise us as born-again Christians, my friend. And just because people will not listen to you to give them the gospel, or they turn you away when you do love them and show them and tell them the gospel, that is no reason for you to throw up your hands and say, well, what's the use? I give up. No. There's no time to give up now. We're headed down the long stretch, you see, the ending stretch of life. We're fixing to go home and get out of here. So what time is it? It's the time that people will not endure sound doctrine. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 through 4, the Bible says, I charge ye thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come, and this is the time we're living in today, when they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. These people will have itching ears. I just want my ears scratched a little bit. Don't give me anything that's going to just come in and just convict me. And don't tell me anything that's going to bother me or make me feel bad. You see. And verse 4 says, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables, lies. They'll soon believe a lie is what God's word is saying there. They'll just as soon believe a lie than they will the truth. Matter of fact, they'll kick truth to the street, you see. That's right. And that's the time we're living in, you see. Where truth, they don't want to hear it. And sound doctrine is truth. And this Bible is full of doctrine. And it should be followed by and obeyed, you see. Doctrine should be one of the greatest things that we should study about and know about in our Bible. And not fall for every whelm that comes by. 1 Timothy. Why will they not listen to the gospel and sound doctrine? Well, 1 Timothy chapter 4. Just go back a couple of pages. Well, it tells us why in verse 1 and 2. Now the Spirit, as a capital S, if you'll notice in your King James Bible. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times, the day we're living in, the last days, some shall depart from the faith. Why? Giving heed to seducing spirits, lowercase s. Not the Spirit of God, but seducing spirits, lying spirits, false spirits, devilish spirits, demon spirits, you see. They're giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Doctrines of devils. When a man changes this book and they want to take away 63,625 words out of it, delete that, that's a doctrine of devils. That's what that is. Now, back to 2 Timothy again. Chapter 3. We're wondering why they will not listen to the gospel. They will not listen to sound doctrine. And they will not believe the scriptures. In chapter 3 of 2 Timothy, it tells us why they won't believe in the scriptures given by the inspiration of God. Chapter 3 and verse 1. This know also, that in the last days, that perilous times shall come. I told you I was going to mention that word many times tonight. For men shall be lovers. And this is why perilous times is here in these last days. Now, as I go down through this list, you tell me if that is not pertinent today. If that is not exactly where we're living at in America today. Listen to the Word of God. It's way ahead of man. Way ahead of man. And, man ain't even close to catching up to what the Bible says. For men shall be lovers of their own selves. Isn't that true? I'm telling you. Covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents. Wow, we see that one, don't we? Everywhere we go. Unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lust. Here they are, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. All these that I just read about. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith, but they shall not proceed no further. Their day is coming. That's what it's talking about. For their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. You see. And skip with me down to verse 13. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse. Period. No. Always can say, wow, okay. If it was a period right there and it didn't say anything else, okay. But no, it says, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse. Not getting better. Not evolving, but devolving, you see. Getting worse and worse. In what? Deceiving and being deceived. In other words, believing a lie, teaching a lie, accepting a lie, following a lie, making a lie, you see, out of God's words. That's what it's talking about. Verse 16. Here's why they will not believe the scriptures. This is the reason why it's high time to awake out of sleep. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. This book came from God. It's His book. And I say it's not to be tampered with. Well, it's time that people will not endure sound doctrine because of their own lust and having itching ears. They want to hear the soft and smooth things. They want to hear that they can live any way they want to without having any consequences to it. I dare say there's consequences to sin. There's consequences to it. And there's a payday someday. Christ has paid for our sins. He's paid our sin debt to any sinner that will come to Him and accept Him as Savior. And He's paid that sin debt in full, and thank God for it. But my friend, there is consequences of sin. We can't just live any way we want to, you see. We must redeem the time. What time is it? Thirdly, it's the time of the Antichrist and of mockers. It's the last time. Read with me in 1 John. 1 John. First John chapter 2, please. 1 John chapter 2. Verse 18. Now this is the time we're in right now. Verse 18. Little children, talking to us Christians, God is. It is the last time. Now John wrote that 1900 some years ago, folks. And he had the mindset when he wrote that, when God gave it to him to write down, that that was the last time. That he was right there at it. How much more so are we at the last time now, you see? After men, evildoers and evil seducers has waxed worse and worse. We are here. Verse 18, little children, it is the last time, and as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come. Even now are there many Antichrists in his day and time, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out, that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. Those that have fallen away. Now yes, some may be saved, but the Bible indicates here they're not of us. If they so easily believe and fall into false doctrines and follow after lies and fables, you see, and all these things. What happened there? Verse 22, if you read down there with me in 23, the Bible says, whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. But he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. Let me back up to verse 22. I'm sorry, I've read that verse 23. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. That's the Antichrist. That's the Antichrist attitude and mindset and heart set of denying. No matter how much you tell them and witness to them, and they still deny and deny and deny. That's the Antichrist marks, you see, of the heart. Well, we live in these last days, and the final Antichrist, the son of perdition, that wicked one, as the Bible calls him, he's fixing to step on the scene as soon as you and I are gone out of here in the rapture. He's going to step on the scene. I believe he's already just waiting in the shadows right now to come upon this earth and take control as man will give him the control of it because they will believe his lies. But you and I will not be here. We will be gone in the rapture. In Jude, turn with me a couple of pages over to Jude right there. Jude, verse 18. How that they told you there should be mockers in the last time. These last days, there would be mockers. Who should walk after their own ungodly lust. That's the time that we're living in. The time of Antichrist. The time of mockers. 2 Peter, chapter 3, and verse 3. Knowing this first. That's three times in three different verses we've read where it says know or knowing. Bible said, God is saying, you and I should know these things as born again Christians. We should not be taken by surprise. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lust. There it is again. What are they mocking about? Read verse 4. And saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. I actually had a man about 50 years old. It was several years ago. Matter of fact, it was, to be precise, 28 years ago. I had been saved 5 years, and I was witnessing to this 50-year-old man. He had cancer, and I talked to him about the Lord, talked to him about salvation, and he didn't want to hear that. And I said, you know, the Lord is coming back one day, and he's going to take born-again Christians out of this world. We're going home. And I said, the lost will be left here to follow after the Antichrist and to go through a terrible situation for 7 years. There'll be tribulation upon this earth. It'll be a time like never been before. And this 50-year-old man told me, you know, I'm 50 years old. And you're not the first person I've heard say that. And he still hasn't come yet. Just blatantly like that. He just done like that. And I said, well, that just indicates to me that his coming is even closer now. It's closer at hand. It's not further away. And I said, you need to prepare to meet thy God. Unfortunately, that man did not get saved that day. I don't know if he ever did. But my friend, let me tell you something. They mock it. Where is the sign of his coming? He hasn't come. He hasn't come yet after all these years. And they've been saying it, preacher after preacher, generation after generation. Oh, he's coming back. But the time is at hand. The Bible says, for the time is at hand. For the time is at hand. Well, I'll tell you another time that it is right now. Over there in Daniel 7:25, it's a time that the devil is wearing out the saints. The Bible says, and I know this is talking about in the tribulation time. That's the context of it. But it's also, we see the foreshadowing of it happening right now amongst our own lives. And he, the Antichrist, shall speak great words against the Most High and shall wear out the saints of the Most High. And think to change times and laws. And they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and a dividing time for 3.5 years of that tribulation. They'll be taking his mark, you see. But we can make application as well as we see today that the devil is fighting harder than he ever has before because he knows his time is short. Time is short. And he's trying to just deceive as many people and wear out as many people as he possibly can. And my friend, I'm here tonight to say, don't give up. Stand your ground. Stand for what's right. That Bible tells us to stand. Therefore, stand. You see. So what time is it? Well, it's time to draw closer to the Lord. Hebrews chapter 10 as we close up here. Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19, if you'll read with me, down to 25. The Bible says, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us, through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. For he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another, to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more, as ye see the day approaching. That Bible tells me that we're not to miss church more or get further away from God or not to assemble ourselves together less as we see the day of Christ approaching. But it says to assemble more, it says. Much more. So much more as you see the day approaching. Now if we really believe and we can get a hold of this thing, we really believe that his coming could be at any moment. That is imminent, my friend. I think it's high time to awake out of sleep, don't you? I think it's high time that we got some fire about us. I think it's high time that we get things right with God and get on fire for God and want to serve him more and in a greater way, as I started out with the introduction tonight. We should love him more. Have greater faith in him. These verses of scripture just about summed up everything that I said at the introduction. What time is it? It's a time to draw closer to the Lord. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. It's time to keep his word. Time to believe his word. And let us go right over here to 2 Timothy Chapter 1, verse 7, what the Bible says that we are to do and have. 2 Timothy, chapter 1, and verse 7, it says, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. That's what we are to have, you see. That's the only way that we will have an effect upon this world, this Christ-rejecting world. And this is the only way that we're gonna come through the days that is we still have left here on this earth before the Lord takes us out of here in the rapture. If we're to stand, if we're to do right, we're going to have to understand that God doesn't give us a spirit of fear. No matter what 2021 throws at us, if it's COVID-20 or whatever it is that may come down, if it's a financial breakdown of this country where we see everything just fall and devalue your money, it's no time to give up. It's no time to get nervous about that. We need to keep on going on for the Lord, you see. We're not to have a spirit of fear. Remember that. God wants us to have power and of love and have a sound mind. And I'm here to say there's only one way to have a sound mind. And that's to be sound in your doctrine. And study and read this sound book that God has given us. Right here. That's how you have a sound mind. How will you withstand the upcoming days of 2021? How will you stand? How will you waver? Will you falter? Will you throw in the towel like so many have already done in the past years and say, what's the use? He hasn't come yet. He is coming. He is coming. But until he comes, he says to occupy till I come. We're to be doing everything we possibly can for him. We're to be redeeming the time. What time is it? The time is at hand. That's what time it is. It's right before us. Every head bowed and every eye closed tonight.